This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Okay, so I want to talk about what to do when a date is being confusing. There are too many times when you're going out on a date with someone, or maybe it's an ex, or maybe it's someone that you've been dating for a period of time, and their behavior just is always shifting one way or the other, and sometimes this is called hot and cold behavior. This can be problematic because a lot of the time it feels like you need a map of their head translated into English, popular Incubus lyric, to figure out what it is exactly that they want. A lot of the time in dating, in relationships, and breakups, if you're confused, it's generally because the other person is being confusing. And if they're being confusing, it means one of two things. Number one, it means they have no idea what they want. And if they have no idea what they want, how can they convey to you what they want? Number two is normally that they want something else, but they don't want to lose what they already have. Or in other words, they want to have their cake and eat it too. They want the best of both worlds. They want to win without having to give anything up. You'll find that this happens a lot of the time in what are called situationships, which are basically when you're dating someone with no actual official title, and whenever you try and get closer to that title, that commitment, the boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, etc., the other person doesn't seem to want to give in, but they can't exactly say why. I would say it's possible that they themselves haven't even figured out what's going on inside their own head, and sometimes that's not the case, but most of the time it is. So the entire purpose of this video is to hopefully give you guys a bit of peace. If you're in a situation dating someone and this person does not know what they want, they're hot and cold, they're being confusing, you need to give yourself permission to walk away.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And this can honestly be one of the hardest things to do, especially when you're in this situation that's hot and cold, left and right, up and down, because the very fact that they don't know 100% that they want you means that, at least for the moment, they're not right for you. When you're in a relationship, you want to know that the person you're in a relationship with is completely sure about you. And the consequence of staying in a relationship where you know the other person is not sure about you is you consistently chasing them for attention, affection, certainty, commitment, and it creates a dynamic where you're always seeking from them, and they're never seeking from you. And some people can categorize this as being one person anxious, the other avoidant. And yet the irony is that when the anxious person has finally had enough of the avoidant tendencies of someone else, and they finally decide to walk away, the avoidant person tends to chase after the anxious person. And so walking away from a situation that's not serving you is your best strategic move. It's one of the healthiest things that you can do for yourself, and one of the healthiest things that you can do for your relationship, and one of the healthiest things you can do to have your partner respect you and give you the love that you deserve. If you're in a situationship and you're confused with what the other person is doing because they're so hot and cold, left or right, up or down, or this is an ex, or whatever, any romantic situation where you're not entirely certain what the other person wants, ask. And if they can't give you a clear answer, I want you to consider if walking away wouldn't be the healthiest thing for you, your mental health, and the situation as a whole. You deserve better, and we teach people at every moment of our lives how to treat us. You got this. But if you're not certain what to do next or how to proceed with the next steps, feel free to come work with me. Just visit thelovechat.net/coaching if you feel like you can use an outside opinion. But if therapy is more your speed, I'm sponsored by BetterHelp to bring therapy that comes with a discount to you. Check out betterhelp.com/Rory. Until next time.